Last Thursday, Sean Moore's mother, Cleo, and brother, Kenneth, sat in court to set a preliminary hearing date of September 6th for the case against Officer Kenneth Chaw, who shot Moore in 2017. Over the weekend, the Moore family received a phone call from the prosecutor handling their case, Darby Williams, informing them that she had filed a motion to dismiss charges. Rebecca Young is a former assistant DA and currently representing the Moore family. She says that not only was the family caught off guard by the dismissal, but the language of Williams' motion was like salt in the wound.
She dehumanizes him. She adopts the language of the police officer in describing him as being huge and menacing.
Young says that the DA office's actions show little compassion for Sean Moore, who spent most of his adult life grappling with schizophrenia. Moore was shot in 2017 by SFPD officer Kenneth Chaw, who was responding to a noise complaint. Moore was unarmed and died from complications from scar tissue created by the wound in 2020. Yuel Haley is the director of the ACLU's criminal justice program in Northern California. He says that what's particularly heartbreaking about the Moore case is how preventable his death was.
There was no reason for the cops to be the first responders to noise call, like noise complaint call or a mental illness related call. Because when cops are the ones to respond to mental illness related calls, as we have seen in Sean's case, the situation gets escalated pretty fast and someone ends up getting hurt. And most more often than not, that someone is the very person who actually needs the help of a medical professional, a clinician, or a therapist, or what have you.
Haley is not alone in demanding a new approach to handling mental health crises. Asia Allman, Director of Impact and Capacity for the Oakland-based Anti-Police Terror Project, says that they have been organizing community mental health response teams since 2020 so that Oakland residents do not feel obligated to go to police. Dubbed MH First for Mental Health First, APTP is available from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays for anyone needing help with psychiatric emergencies, substance use support, and domestic violence safety planning. Allman says that resources like MH First are essential to protecting BIPOC Californians from police violence.
Police have shown themselves to not be equipped to handle mental health crises across the country, definitely within the state of California. And so an alternative with folks engaging who care about him could have been, you know, definitely life or death.
Both Haley and Allman say what's disconcerting about DA Jenkins' decision to dismiss charges against Kenneth Chaw is that it fits a pattern of failing to pursue justice in police brutality cases. Since Jenkins took office nearly a year ago, three high-profile cases involving police have been dismissed by her office, including the Moore case. Jenkins' justification is that these cases were inherited from her progressive predecessor, Chesa Boudin, who was ousted last June in a recall election motivated by concerns about law and order. In the Moore case specifically, Jenkins released a written statement where she said, quote, "We do not believe that we can sustain our burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt that Chaw did not act in reasonable self-defense," end quote. San Francisco Rising engagement organizer Sana Sethi says that Jenkins is simply trying to justify her failure to keep SFPD accountable.
We cannot have a DA who does not hold police accountable because it sets a really dangerous precedent for future misconduct cases, that police might have this feeling where they feel like they have impunity, they aren't going to be held accountable, they can, you know, do what they want without facing any consequences for it. And again, a DA's job is to hold people who break the law accountable, regardless of who they are.
SF Rising plans to host a protest next Wednesday, July 12th at noon in front of the Hall of Justice in San Francisco. Sethi says that it's up to the San Francisco community now to let DA Jenkins know that police accountability is a non-negotiable. From Oakland, I'm Ellie Prickett-Morgan, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.